Welcome to The Dream Show. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson, and this is episode 261. And our guest today with a dream for us to explore and to do some alchemy on is Linda. Linda is from Grafton, New South Wales in Australia. We've just finished exploring her dream because that's how this system rolls. We finish it, then we come back to the beginning and I put the introduction on. So I know you're going to enjoy this one. It's a colourful dream with some elements in it that you may have had sometimes in some of your dreams and some that you definitely haven't. Before we go there, just a reminder, if this is the first time you've ever listened to The Dream Show, our formula when we've got a guest on the show is that we make all the connections, we line everything up, but I have no idea what dream the guest is bringing. So that is because you tell me that you love to hear me hearing the dream at the same time as you're listening to the dream and hearing how we go from there, what questions we ask, how we begin to interpret, how we get into it. So if you're a guest on The Dream Show, and I'll tell you later how to be that, you simply put up your hand, you volunteer, and we set up the Zoom and by audio only, and we connect, and then I say, well, what's your dream? And we go from there. Before we go to Linda's dream, if you contact me for a private and confidential dream exploration by Zoom, we don't do it that way. I get you to send me the dream at least 24 hours beforehand so I can have a really good look at it before we meet. The websites to go to, janeteresa.com, that's Teresa without an H. That's where you can go to listen to every episode of The Dream Show that's ever been, all 261 and counting. But of course, you can also listen to the podcast on all the usual platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, basically anywhere that does podcasts will be there. Just search for The Dream Show with Jane Teresa Anderson and it will come up quickly. JaneTeresa.com is also where you go if you want to find out about my services, if you want to talk to me privately and confidentially. It's also where you go to read hundreds of blogs about dreams and dreaming that I've written over all the years since I started blogging, which was 2009, I think. And you can also go to my other website, The Dream Academy, if you want to do some of our online courses. So the first online course is how to interpret your dreams step by step, and it goes on from there. So the address of the Dream Academy is dream-academy-online.com. But right now, let's get on to Linda and her dream. Welcome to the Dream Show, Linda.
Thank you.
And you're in Australia. You're in Grafton, New South Wales. Describe Grafton for all of our listeners.
Grafton, right. We moved to Grafton about 10 years ago from South Australia, and it was quite a change. Grafton is beautiful and green and with the beautiful jacaranda trees every year and, yeah, and the frame trees as well. And it's just, it's smallish, but, yeah, plenty big enough for us. We just love it here. It's got everything that we need. And we're very involved in music and art around the area. So, yeah.
Idyllic. Sounds absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay, Linda, as you know, I have no idea what dream you're bringing. So what's your dream?
All right. So this is a dream from a couple of weeks ago. And I dreamt that I was in a very large house and I was asleep. And I got up in the middle of the night and standing in the hallway was a child from an old friend that I knew years and years ago, which I was very confused about. And I went into the lounge room and I found my friend and her entire family was just in there sitting on the couch. And we greeted each other warmly as old friends and they said they were just passing through and they popped in to say hi. And so, yeah, we just started chatting and reminiscing about old times. But unfortunately, I actually had to go out. So I hopped in my car, which is interesting because I don't actually drive. But anyway, hopped in my car and I was driving I think it was through like some sort of big park in a city or something. And it had a lake or a swamp in the middle of it. And somehow or other, I ended up driving into the lake and my car was sinking and I was really terrified, but I managed to get out of the car and scramble up the bank. And I was very alone and I was very frightened, but I managed to make it to the road and I waved down a car trying to get a lift. And so I got into this car with some stranger and we were driving around. Once again, it seemed to be a city. There were houses like in the suburbs, sometimes you have houses, like you've got the road and then the houses are way up on the hill sort of thing with the steep driveways.
Ah,
And I
yes.
particularly remember the brick walls and the steep driveways. Anyway, we're driving around and there was lots of bends and turns, and we finally got to the local hairdresser, which was actually one of my old friends from when I was a teenager, was a hairdresser and still is. And we went to her salon, and I hadn't seen her in years, but there was also two other old friends there who I also hadn't seen in years, and we're all greeted each other, and then we're all holding our phones up in the air trying to get reception to try and call for help. And I remember just standing there waving our phones in the air, going, "Can I get reception?" And we're just talking as we're doing that. We're talking and reminiscing about old times, about how we used to. One of the friends, her dad was a DJ, and we used to go to her house a lot, and he would obviously play music and stuff. And I just remember, really vividly remember the shining mirrors and the shining windows, because it was still nighttime. So this is all happening during nighttime, and everything was shining from the lights off the street. And I was just standing there. I was dripping water, dripping mud all over the floor and shivering. And we were just, talking. And I can't actually recall getting our phones to work, but I do remember pulling the phone down and having that sensation that help was on its way. And then I woke up. That was about it.
Phew. The things we get up to while we're asleep.
Oh, not me. Yeah.
It's interesting, isn't it? There's so many dreams where it's actually very difficult to use a phone. I sometimes, wonder whether there's something about phones that doesn't quite translate into dreams because, phones usually morph and you can't press the numbers and everything generally goes wrong. So it's really interesting to me at the end of the dream, although you didn't recall getting through, you put down the phone because you knew that you had got through and help was on its way. So it's good to know that. At the end of the dream, when you were, you said you're standing there dripping with water and mud and trying to get through to the help, and yet you were chatting with everyone. So what was your emotion at that point?
I actually felt like just happy and reminiscing, and
It's
so I felt
so.
quite happy and being like the comfort of being around old friends, I think.
Yes, yeah. Comfort of being around old friends, even though you were in the middle of a huge crisis. So there may be something in that too. When I'm in a crisis, it's really good to reminisce or be with old friends or have that comfort. So we might look at some of that as well. Right at the beginning of the dream, you said you were in a very large house. How large is very large? How did you?
Probably like when we lived in South Australia, we had this big farmhouse, 5-bedroom brick house, and it was probably about that size.
So it was that size. Did it have any kind of feel of the old farmhouse as well?
Yes, it had that. Like there was the old brick walls and the. I think it felt like an older sort of brick house and
And when you went into the hallway and there was a child of an old friend, would that be the same time period? Did you know that child of the old friend, or did you know the old friend when you had the farmhouse?
Yes, that's from where I knew her. So yes, and the child would have been about that age, that when we lived over there.
What age was that in the dream?
About 8 or 10.
8 or 10, yeah. So the very clear kind of feeling at the start of the dream that it was located in your past, back in time of having the farmhouse in South Australia and with this friend. Yeah, because the beginning of the dream often kind of states the situation or the issue that the rest of the dream is going on to explore. So it's almost as if whatever was happening in your life at the time, 2 weeks ago, it was taking you back to that time and exploring issues around that feeling. So when you were back in the farmhouse and at the time when that friend's child was 8 to 10 years old, what was going on for you roughly without specifics? Was life good, not so good?
It was good. We were raising our children. We lived, as I say, in a farmhouse. We're just renting this farmhouse. We actually have 8 children, and we were homeschooling them all. So it was a great time. It was a fairly isolated time. We just sort of but we had just a few select friends around the place. And this friend who I remember in the beginning of the dream was also a homeschooler who lived just down the road from us. So we would catch up with them and
So you've
but
got
yeah.
a homeschooling kind of theme going on at the beginning of the dream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It was definitely a slower life than what I would say we have now with everybody working and all the rest of it. But
yes.
Yeah.
So that thinking of a slower life and homeschooling and in a folk. And if you take that particular child, the old friend, you know, there were lots of your friends had lots of children. There were lots of children around, including your own eight for the homeschooling. But I'm wondering why your dream would choose that specific child. So when you think of that particular child, you know, and you said there were about 8 to 10 at that time, what thoughts come up for you? What do you associate with that child? Or what was that child? Was it a girl or a boy?
A boy.
A boy. And what was his kind of personality or?
It was very like quite a handful, you might say. Very strong personality, definitely. My kids absolutely loved him. They had lots of, you know, they would run around outside a lot and play. And yeah, one of my girls did have a falling out with him later on, but yeah, no, it was a really nice time. I think lots of innocence, I guess, back then.
Innocence, yeah.
Innocence and just fun and yeah.
Fun and innocence, and that particular one, that particular child being a bit of a handful, but in a, you're saying in a fun innocence kind of way, you just all got along with it. So so in this house at the beginning of the dream, Linda, you go into the lounge room. Did that lounge room seem like a complete dream scenario lounge room, or did it once again have a feeling of the farmhouse?
It actually had, like, it had a couch along one wall, and then I walked in the other wall, so like in an L shape, the wall that I'm working along, and then you got the couch. And then it had like this great big bench off to my right, sort of, I don't know what it was, like an L shape sort of bench that took up the rest of the room, really. It was more like, almost like a waiting room when I think about it now.
A more waiting than room.
Yeah.
That's quite interesting because, you know, the friend said to you in the dream, oh, we're just passing through.
Yeah.
And that's got a sense of a waiting room too, you know, where we're on the way between here and there, and in between time, we're just passing through. We'll just wait here a while. This is a kind of transitionary place to be.
Yeah,
it's a sense of transition. What else would you use that L-shaped bench for, do you think?
Well, when we were living there, I did actually have like a home business where we'd sell books online and things like that. So I have sort of been a person who runs a home business a lot. So I don't know.
Yeah.
But that didn't sort of come into it at all in my dream, really. But
you're thinking an L-shaped bench would be good for that looking back. Or you did have
one. Yeah.
Of course, L also stands for Linda. But
I don't
think that's
true.
It. Yeah.
So unless this is related, I don't know. We're thinking about building a granny flat in our backyard, and that's going to be L-shaped. So.
Ah. Right, okay.
So that possibly could be,
possibly. What's the purpose of the granny flat in your...
So the granny flat is actually, it's sort of, at the moment, I've got my daughter and her two children living with us. They're up in Queensland at the moment, but they've been living with us for a while, but they'll be moving on. And we've had, my other daughter came home for a while, and we're thinking about the possibility of another one of my daughters living in there after... after they leave. So it's sort of like that sort of a room, I guess, where people come and go, and we can use it at Christmas time and that sort of thing.
Yes. So a just passing through waiting kind of room place. Yes.
Yeah.
when you think back to the farmhouse in South Australia, even though you had that, as you say, a home business there and you had the homeschooling, did it sometimes have a sense of passing through and waiting or not really?
Not really. No, I was pretty settled there for a very long time, actually.
You were settled, okay.
Yeah.
So we've got, because sometimes in a dream we look for pairs of opposites. So you could say that the beginning of the dream with this large house that reminds you of the farmhouse in South Australia is a kind of settled feeling. And then in opposite to that, you have this sense of people passing through and the waiting room and, you know, change. And I guess what you've just described about the granny flat, the L-shaped granny flat plan, is to help people pass through or maybe stay with you while they're in transition from A to B or whatever it is. So you're looking, you've sort of got stability and staying in one place on the one hand and the question of passing through on the other. So you got all that going and beginning of the dream is really nice and you're sitting reminiscing. Can you remember what you were reminiscing about in the dream in particular?
Not really. No, I don't remember much. I remember greeting her and sitting down for a chat and then I sort of, I've got to go out kind of thing. And So I don't remember whether it was a long time we talked or...
Just the feeling of it. And that particular old friend, how would you describe her personality-wise?
Oh, she was a beautiful, caring person. I don't actually, I'm not in contact with her anymore, but she we got on well. She could be a bit feisty or, whatever at times. But
So she could be a bit feisty and her beautiful son could be a bit of a handful. So there's a sense at the beginning of the dream that I've in my life at the time of the dream, there is some energy around me that might be a bit feisty or it might be a bit of a handful. And it could be people around you. It could be what's happening or it could be even a part of yourself. That's just like, you know, I'm actually feeling a bit feisty and I've got things that I want to do. And is that a bit of a handful or is that okay? But there's that kind of energy going on there. And then you had to go out. And it's interesting that you hopped into a car, as you say, that was interesting because you don't actually drive. Do you often get car dreams? Do you often drive your cars in dreams?
No, I don't actually.
This is totally... Are you able to share why you don't drive? You don't have to.
Just for my anxiety. I do have my license and I can drive. And, you know, I have, but I haven't driven much over the last few years. My husband usually just drives me around. And, probably could drive with lots of practice and if I had lessons again or something. But, it just sets my anxiety off. And now that we're living actually in a town, which is new for us, I don't need to, that's all.
You don't need to. No, you can walk everywhere, basically.
Yeah.
Okay, so in the dream, though, you hopped into a car, which is something that would normally make you anxious.
Yes.
And you're off. So you had to go. You don't know why you had to go or where you were going in the dream?
No.
No. Okay.
No, so I don't actually know. Unless,
So if we look at the beginning of the dream, there's some kind of transition happening. There's some kind of strong personality, handful, feisty kind of energy that's kind of waiting around or is in transition. But hang on a minute, I've really got to go somewhere. I'm going to have to face this anxiety if I'm going to go. But look at me, I'm driving the car. I'm actually doing this thing. So there may be a sense there of you're either doing this thing, whatever it is. You're either doing something which is making you anxious or you're contemplating doing something which you wonder and worry that it will make you anxious, or you've gone through this phase of kind of transition and waiting, as you say, like a waiting room with so much potential because it's huge and it's got potential that goes back to the old days of the farmhouse where you felt secure and well and you had your own business and you had the homeschooling. There's all that kind of sense there, and there's this new thing that you're wondering, how do I feel? You're either started it or you're thinking about starting it. And it's in the dream, it's symbolized by taking you to a big park in the city with a lake and a swamp. Did that big park remind you of any other park that you've ever been to?
I'm not sure. I remember the big tall trees. Like in New South Wales, I remember when we first moved up here, I noticed the big tall straight trees, because over in South Australia, we've mainly got like the gum trees and all the, with all their curvy branches and all the sort of rest of it. Whereas, so I do remember the big tall trees and I remember the lake, just driving around it, maybe something I've seen on TV, but not anything that where I've been,
But it seemed to be in a city, you said, were in,
A
big city, a big park and a big city, and yet it had New South Wales type trees. But of course, you've also said something really lovely there, which is the tall trees in the dream reminded you in many ways of when you moved from South Australia to New South Wales, as you went, oh, this is different trees. So there may be a sense here in the dream of reminding you of the memory coming up of when you for whatever reason, why you moved from South Australia to Grafton.
Yep.
And the dream's bringing out that tall tree images as a reminder of that. So beginning, because at the beginning of the dream, you're reminiscing too and thinking, oh, do I make this move? Do I get in the car? You know, yep. I feel anxious about it. Could also be correlated with the same kind of feeling when you left South Australia. Oh, we're going to make this big move. How do I feel about that? I'm anxious about that. How did you feel about the thought of coming to Grafton before you actually moved?
I was very excited. It was a very, very interesting time because my parents had just got into an old folks' home over in South Australia, and there was no other grandchildren around. So us moving actually took away all the grandchildren, and they'd just gone into an old folks' home. So that was actually quite heartbreaking. So it was very, very hard. But where we lived, very rural location, the kids had no opportunities for work or study or whatever. So we knew we had to move somewhere, and we didn't quite intend to move this far away, northern New South Wales, but we just fell in love with Grafton from our travels, and I was very excited to get up here and start a new life, but also, was hard. Yeah.
The hard side of it as well.
Yeah.
So that the tall trees in the dream may be bringing back that feeling in the context of today as well. There's something that you're really excited about doing and for all good reasons and for practical reasons as well, just like when you moved to Grafton, it was for the kids, for better opportunities, etc. So there's this idea that you, Linda, might be thinking, there's something I've got to do, there's something I want to do, I'm ready to do, better opportunities, it's got to be done. Yet at the same time, the flip side is a little bit of heartache involved in moving on. And that may be why you've got this kind of waiting room transition thing happening in your dream. So it may be around this, I've got this feisty energy, it's feeling like a bit of a handful, but there's something I've really got to do and I'm excited about it. But by the same token, I'm kind of holding back because I'm anxious because there might be some kind of heartache involved or something along those lines.
Yep.
Yeah. As it turns out to be in the dream because you sink into that lake.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, I have had dreams in the past of me driving into, like, sinking in a lake. Yeah. It's not the first time. Yeah.
So how often does that happen in your dreams, Linda, that you sink into lakes, would you say?
It used to happen a lot when the kids were little.
Yeah.
But it hasn't happened. I haven't actually had one of those dreams for a while now.
For a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So when you think back to the kids being little and having that dream, was that the kind of sense that you sometimes felt when the kids were little about just that sinking feeling?
I thought for a long time it was just a fear of water, but actually in the last, I think since I took your dream course, actually, I was thinking about it and I was thinking, actually, I think it might have been because I was sinking in the car and I'm trying to get all the kids out, but I can only ever get to one or two of them sort of thing. So, yeah, I thought it was more related to motherhood and being, having eight kids under 10.
Oh, God, that's huge. Yeah. Well done for surviving and thriving. Yeah, so we've got that sense in the dream, as you've seen, as a sort of almost an emotional sinking or drowning in this, or of, and relating it back to particularly the feeling that you had with one or two children in the past, and you're terrified in the dream. So this sinking feeling about the changes you may be anticipating making, and yet you got out. You climbed up the bank, you got onto a road, you waved someone down. So there's a sense of either it's happened. It's the timeline is always hard to get in dreams. You know, either you've done this thing, you've kind of pulled yourself out, you've made a change, you're anxious about it. It gave you a sinking feeling, but no, you're on the road, you're getting some help and you're getting on with it. Or you're anticipating that in the dream, like, I'd be very anxious. How would it work? What if I feel sinking? Can I role play this? You know, would I be able to get out of all the emotional stuff?
Yes. Mm. And I don't know, just as you're speaking there, I don't know if this is related, probably is, but a couple of months ago I actually gave up my job. I had a job for 18 months or so, and I was just sinking, like just trying to do this full-time job, and it was just getting too much in my emotional state and my mental health was just crashing. So I actually ended up giving up my job, and what I want to do is be a full-time artist, so that's what I'm working towards. But trying to figure out exactly how to do that and make a living is
fantastic. I'm definitely going to come with that. Then my first question that comes out of that is, if we look at the friend and the child that were at the beginning of the dream, did they have anything to do with full-time artwork or artists? Or
not full-time artwork, but I did have, like, I really had a strong desire to lose a lot of weight back then, and she really helped me. And she said, well, come on, let's go walking. We would go walking every day, and she really helped me achieve my goals. So,
ah, good. A great observation, Linda. So the beginning of your dream, you've got someone dropping by that can actually help to motivate you and encourage you to meet your goals. And yes, given that everyone in a dream is actually a reflection of the dreamer, although you can't see me, I'm giving you the visual thumbs up, because obviously there's a part of Linda that is there ready to take that role to motivate you and towards the goals that you want to achieve. So that's great. I love what you said about giving up the job. I love it because it's a courageous move, and it obviously is the right thing to do when your mental health is suffering. Yeah. But B, because you described the lake as a lake or swamp when you first told the dream. So I'm thinking, yeah, it's almost got that feeling of when I had the job, I was swamped in it. I was swamped with, yeah, so much work that I couldn't cope with this. Yeah. So there's that feeling there of, yeah, getting out of the swamp of, yes, what you've been through, and where do I go from now?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And what you said just now, when you said, it was actually classic, I loved it, when you said, oh, I don't know, just listening to you, but I don't know, but this is just thought about the fact that I gave up my job. And that often happens when you're talking about a dream, because your unconscious mind joins in and goes, yeah, yeah, this is what it's about. Like, bring this in to, yeah, the conversation now. So, yeah, although it appears that it comes out of nowhere, it's usually totally relevant.
Yeah, yeah.
And of course, it's absolutely terrifying to give up a job, which is your security, I imagine.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and so you're in transition in that L-shaped waiting room, ready to go into full-time work as an artist.
Yep.
So in the dream, you're very aware, you get waved down by the stranger. But is the stranger a male or a female? Any idea?
I don't know. I don't actually remember anything about the driver.
Okay, so, except, yeah, that you weren't driving, which was good. Yeah. So we know there is a part of yourself represented by the stranger that has got this.
Yep.
You don't have to be in the driver's seat thinking about this. It's like, I've got this for you. There's a part of yourself that has got it. And you beautifully described how in a city, you know, there's houses and suburbs on hills with, yeah, steep driveways and brick walls. How did you feel about that kind of suburb in the dream? Or what does it remind you of?
I can't quite put my finger on it. I know it reminds me of something.
Mm.
And I do remember like a suburb similar, but I can't remember where it was.
Is it
There's something familiar about it, but I don't know.
Yeah. How would you feel if you lived in one of those houses?
Oh, I certainly wouldn't like the driveway.
No.
I like the idea of being up high, like, but with a nice view or something, but yeah.
But not the driveway because of the car or because of walking up it or because of shopping or
what? Yeah, because getting cars in and out and walking up and down it. And, yeah. Yeah. Oh, actually, I do know what it reminds me of. I went in March to see my daughter in Canberra, and yeah, they have a very steep driveway like that. Probably what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is she happy there with the steep driveway?
Oh, yeah, she's fine. Yeah, yeah.
Mm. So it reminded you of that time when you went to see your daughter in March. Yeah. So bringing in that kind of symbols or feelings in the dream, maybe was it in March? Where were you at in March between being in the swamp of your old job and giving it up to become an artist full time?
Yeah. I suppose that was, I was pretty deep in the swamp, truth be told, at that point.
Yeah.
And I actually went there because she just graduated from uni. She's now a music teacher. She's done 6 years of university and achieved all her goals. And she's autistic, and it's just been such a success story. Like, yeah.
Oh, that's absolutely fantastic.
So I went for her graduation. So it was a real celebration of what she's achieved.
That's brilliant.
So.
So apart from the fact that is absolutely brilliant, that scenario, that suburb in the dream reminded you of someone who has achieved wonderful goals under very tough conditions with her autism, and is ready to begin a whole new life as well.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So, I guess you could almost say that where you said it would be nice to be up on a hill with a view, but I wouldn't want all those steep driveways. That could almost be a metaphor for what your daughter's been through. She has now got the view on the hill. She's got on top of her goal, but from what you say with the autism, it's been a very challenging steep climb for her.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. How did you feel about the brick walls? I know you said that your farmhouse was brick, but how did you feel about the brick walls in that suburb?
Yeah, no, I love the brick walls. Our current house doesn't have any brick walls, but I really do love the brick walls and brick houses. And
what is it you particularly like about brick?
I think it just feels more homely.
Homely, yeah.
Yeah.
So that homely keeps coming up, doesn't it? Homeschooling, feeling secure at home, homely, building new homes. And,
I don't know, secure. I think solid brick walls, I just see it as more secure.
So there's a sense with, as you move full-time into being an artist, of also wanting to make sure that that being an artist feels solid and secure for you and homely as well.
Yep. Yep.
All of those things, yeah. And yet in the dream, it's like, yeah, I do. I want to be there. I want to be on top of the hill, but still not sure about those steep driveways. So there are some challenges, to get with that. So we have those challenges with a big question mark there. And so the next place your dreamy mind goes is, oh, let's go to the hairdresser.
Yep.
So let's see what light this throws. This hairdresser was an old friend, but did you say you've got several friends that were hairdressers?
No, just the one.
Just the one.
But yes, I do remember a few days before the dream, because we're all in contact on Facebook, I remember we just made a few comments on a post. Mm. So like her and these other two friends that were in the dream. So that's probably why she popped in particularly, because I just recently had contact with her.
Right.
Days leading up to it. But why I wanted to go to the hairdressing salon, I don't know. But yeah.
I don't know. So if when you think back to the comments that the three of you were making, or that you were making with the hairdresser and the others on Facebook, can you remember what the issue was without having to tell us everything? What were you commenting about on Facebook? What was the topic of conversation?
Oh, I can't remember. It might have even just been like one of my paintings and they commented on it.
Right. It might have been, mightn't it?
Yeah. It was something like that. It was just like a few comments on Facebook, on a Facebook post. That's all it was.
Now, that's lovely, because you're right. The fact that you had recent contact with her was one reason for her to be in the dream.
Yeah.
But I suspected it was a level deeper, and you've kind of put your finger on it by saying we were probably talking about one of my paintings.
Yeah.
So there's a sense of, you know, you're at the stage of life where you're going full-time as an artist. You're looking for the brick wall aspects of it. You want it to be solid, secure and homely. And then you bring up this friend because you've just been chatting with her on Facebook about your paintings. So we're right on the, right, you know, there. Do you go to the hairdressers a lot, or are you not a hairdresser?
No, maybe once every 3 or 4 months, something like that.
Okay, so it's not. Yeah. So when you do go to the hairdressers, what does that actually mean for you? Is it like, well, I'm going to go to the hairdressers, or do you feel really good when you come out?
I feel good when I come out. It's mainly just, get the colour and cut, but also I'm friends with the hairdresser I have now, so I go to hair all the time, and it's more... It's more about getting the colour done. Yep, as I'm getting older and the greys and the whites are starting to show, that's all.
And that may be totally true, but are your paintings full of colour?
Yes.
Right, okay. So there's also maybe a connection with, I go to the hairdressers to get my colours done, and in my painting I use a lot of colours as well.
Yes.
So this is about colour and your work probably more than anything. So in that part of the dream, you may be revisiting, well, I want my business, my full-time art business, to be solid, secure and homely. And yes, I'm reminded it's about colour. I mean, I don't know what that means to you, but there's a sense of, let me remind myself, the key is about colour here.
Colour, yeah. Mm. Actually, I've been having those thoughts actually lately, and as I look around at my work, and I was actually thinking that just few weeks ago, I do only use a lot of bright colours. So yeah.
And you're happy with that, Linda?
Yes. No, I love the colour. Yeah. Because sometimes I look at other artists' works and they're very sort of like the watercolours or pale, and they look beautiful, and I love it. But I sort of start comparing it to my work, and I'm like, gee, it's like an explosion of colour compared to that. But I'm reminding myself that's okay, because that's my style.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I'm thinking feisty. You know, you were mentioning earlier about the old friend who was feisty.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, that to me is exactly what this dream is about. It's like bringing out my feisty, perhaps handful energy that I've had to keep quiet and express it in colourful and beautiful ways in my art and everything. But how you're feeling about that.
Yeah,
that's absolutely fantastic. So you get to the hairdressers, there's two other old friends there, and that's when you're trying to get the reception to get help.
Yep.
The phones. And it's interesting because when at the beginning of the dream, when I said to you, well, what was that L-shaped bench? What else does that L-shaped bench remind you of? You said a bit like a reception, a waiting room. I think you actually used the word reception.
Yeah.
And here at the end of the dream, you're waving the phone in the air trying to get reception.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And in Facebook, your friends have been commenting on your paintings. And maybe that was like, well, how are my paintings received? What's the reception going to be to my art?
Yeah.
So there may be something there about you wondering in the dream how your work is going to be received.
Yes.
As well as the thought of, you know, a reception desk also brings up that, well, come here, pay me your money. I'm at the reception desk. This is my art space. On that level, with your art, are you selling it in a physical space at your house? Do you have a reception area?
No.
You'd be selling it online or exhibiting?
I've only sold like a couple of paintings, or probably about five paintings by now. But I'm not really. I'm trying to decide, do I go the way of just sort of, you know, selling my artwork or painting and then, you know, getting it on like greeting cards or something more like that, or which direction, or do I go teach workshops, which I've done at their local art club a few times? Things like that, still trying to work out which direction to take.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So if we go back on that, you know, the fact that you sort of knew the direction when you hopped in the car in the dream, but you ended up in the lake. And yet the guy that, or the person that picked you up, the stranger, did know the direction, was able at least to take you to the hairdressers and that's sort of on the, so there is a part of you that does know the direction.
Yeah.
And the part of you that's asking for help around that. Around the reception. I keep coming back to the idea of a reception and an L-shaped bench. Anyway, that says to me a physical space. It's almost like a physical space rather than an online space. Okay, so we've got the phones in the air shouting help, and yet you said at the dream you actually felt you were quite happy reminiscing for the others while you were waving about your arms and shouting help. So there was a sense that even though I'm asking for help, I'm actually feeling quite okay. You know, it's more, I know, I probably actually already know the answer, but I better make this look like I'm asking for help because, you know, and maybe there's a sense there, Linda, of I do really know where I want to go. I want to be feisty. I want to be a handful. I want to be lots of colour. I want to do this really, really big. But maybe I should ask for help because maybe somebody's going to say, oh, no, you shouldn't go that big. No, you should sort of bring it down a bit, calm it down.
Yeah.
So you're kind of like, I'm trying to ask for help. I know it's the right thing to ask for help. I've got to wave my phone in the air and ask for help and get some reception, get some feedback on that. But really, I feel okay because deep down inside, whatever anybody says to me, I know what I want to do.
I'm very much like that in the past too. asking all the questions, doing all the research, whatever. But in the end, I knew what I wanted to do.
That's fantastic. So it's probably the same now. It's just that that doesn't stop. Knowing what you want to do doesn't stop the anxiety.
No.
Knowing what you want to do can still lead you to a feeling of being overwhelmed and swamped and in the lake. So it's like, how do you do? I know we've got a bit more of the dream to go yet, but how do you follow what's in your heart about what you really know what to do without it becoming overwhelming for you?
Yes. And and there's also the question of, you know, do I follow art as a career or is it just like as a hobby sort of thing as well? So trying to force it into a money-making venture rather than just let it evolve naturally sort of thing.
And forcing something into a money business, you know, just by virtue of the word forcing means that it will be taking you down a style of art that's not what you want to do or that leads to overwhelm and swamping.
That's right.
I think the answer only ever is don't be forced by thinking about making money. Go with what this feisty urge is within you and it will lead you to the right direction as long as you've otherwise got enough security in your life that you're not worried about that.
Yes. And my husband is, he actually took on new job about the time that I was really sinking in my job. He was only guaranteed 20 hours a week, which was a big of an issue when I quit my job, but he gets a lot more than that. So, yeah.
Oh, that's good. So you
So,
have so you have got you've got waiting room.
yes.
You've got transition time, like at the beginning of the dream, to do the kind of art you want to do without worrying about the financial side of it. And to do that without having to hop in a car and end up being swamped.
Yes. And I've actually just signed up for a certificate in fine arts at one of the universities, which I can do online.
Oh,
And I'm
fantastic.
going to test the waters and see if I or I when I was 18, I signed up for a degree in physics, actually, which didn't work out, and I ended up dropping out. But I was always regretful of never getting a degree. So now I'm sort of testing the waters to see, do I want to go back to study or not?
Yeah, great. I love that you're testing the waters after all that talk about swamps and lakes. So you're effectively testing the waters. Can I do this degree without being anxious, without it swamping me, without getting a sinking feeling? You know, and you, I guess you can take that from the dream as well, that it's not can I do the degree without swamping feeling. It should be, maybe the question should be, how can I do this degree without getting swamped? Not do I not do it because I'm anxious and I might get swamped, but there is a way through doing it. And I guess even, you know, you would probably sail through it because it's a subject close to your heart. But you could even take a note from your daughter. You know, she took 6 years to get her degree, so I presume she took a bit longer than the standard
No,
amount of
she did
time.
a 3-year degree, but then she did her honours and then she did her master's, so in
All right, so
attention.
she did do it in real time. Oh, wow, that's absolutely brilliant. Because I was going to say that, you know, maybe you could just take longer of it so as not to be swamped, but that's fantastic. Yeah, so you can do the fine arts degree without getting in your car. You can do it online. You can take this transition time. Oh, look, homeschooling. The house at the beginning of the dream was your South Australian farmhouse where you did homeschooling, and you would be doing your fine arts degree online. So you're effectively the student doing homeschooling at home in the effect, like the lounge room in the dream, just passing through. This is my transition. I'm doing my art. I'm not having to do it for money at the moment because I'm also doing my fine arts degree. But make sure that I don't get in that car and go too far and swamp myself. Just take it at a nice pace. And as I love the way that how you agreed with the idea of I might be looking like I'm asking for help and advice, but you know, it's like I know what I'm doing. And I love there's just another couple of notes I took when you were telling a dream in the first place. I'm just having a look at them. You said, oh yeah, you said that the mirrors and the windows were all shining, which was amazing because it was nighttime. It was just the light that was making them shine. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
I just remember, like, reflections of light. And I remember it being nighttime, which was interesting because at the hairdressers, and everyone was at the hairdressers, but it was nighttime. So I found that interesting. But I just remember, just the reflections off the mirrors in the salon and off the glass. I don't know. Just remember darkness, but these spots of light as the,
I love that darkness, but these spots of light. So, you know, nighttime, as you know, we can't take a dream dictionary approach, but nighttime can be that sense of in the dark, what I can't see, what's in my unconscious mind. And particularly when we're talking about dreams, nighttime is where most of us conventionally are asleep and dreaming. And what you've got there, I just wrote it down when you said it, is I can't read it back now. Well, never mind. It was the idea of it was shining out. You know, spots of light. I think you said spots of light shining out in the dark, which is what a dream does. It draws spots of light on the unknown or from our unconscious. It's also that sense of where in my life I might be a bit unsure about what I'm doing or I can't see which way I'm going. Actually, I can see a bit. Look, there's light on that mirror. There's light on that window. So there's that sense of in the dream, you're already coming to a point of I'm beginning to see some light, some ideas here. And the fact they were reflections too, I'm reflecting, I'm contemplating some of these ideas. Even though I'm dripping water and mud
Yes, all over her floor.
all over a floor.
Well, I remember too that sense of Oh, I'm dripping water or mud all over the floor, but no one seemed to care. Like I was just there and they were my friends and they were helping, sort of thing, and it didn't matter.
Yeah, that is lovely. So
Yeah.
it doesn't matter what, I guess you could say there, given that we've been talking about being swamped as the swamp and the lake and emotional stuff, it doesn't matter if I get emotional about this. It doesn't matter if I show who I am, I'm well supported. And we translate that into your artwork. Maybe, I don't know, Linda, I don't know your art, but
Yep.
maybe your art in the past has held back from giving an emotional message. And maybe there's some sense of here of, I actually want my authentic self to show through in my art. I want it to be, it doesn't matter if it's dripping water and mud.
Yeah,
It's
actually,
about feeling, yeah.
that's good because like in the past, like I've been learning how to do like faces and things, and I like to do art which tells a story. But I've been so caught up in getting that face exactly right, exactly right, exactly right. And then sometimes I look at my art and I think actually that it was better before I made it like exactly right, where she had the emotion through her face. So I'm actually
Yes.
at this currently trying to let go and let paintings be as they are without me trying to perfect them. So,
Beautiful, absolutely
yeah.
beautiful, absolutely
Yeah.
beautiful. I love that. Yeah, and I guess, given that you saw these reflections in the hairdressers too, where, we are at our worst when we walk in, and then we're, got our hair all wet when we look in the mirrors, and we're, oh, is that what I really look like? So you've got all that kind of paintings. I love that. Totally love that idea of, yeah. So there's definitely what you're contemplating is a. Is I that's interesting. I was going to say a change in your art style, but it's not. It's going back. It's going back from trying to get the faces right and trying to get everything perfect. It's going back to your older style. And in
Yes.
the beginning of the dream, your reflection, you're reminiscing, going back to the past as well. So it's got
Yep.
that sense of I've come this far now. I'm going back to something and bringing it out in a different way. I know we're kind of running out of time on the stream, but is there anything else you'd particularly like to ask or add in to what you've discovered through the dream today?
Yeah, just what you said about going back. I remember like I did used to do art when we lived back in South Australia in that big farmhouse and I had it all over the hallway walls and everything. And then it was only after we moved up here that I started taking courses and then I started trying making everything perfect and all that sort of thing. But yeah, it was fairly recently I pulled out one of the paintings of a kookaburra I did way back then and I thought, actually that wasn't too bad and it was just sort of I just kind of did it back then.
Yes.
Before all the courses and all that sort of thing. So I think that's one thing, especially with doing the fine arts degree that I'm a bit cautious about, is I don't want to, yeah, get caught up in all the little details of art too. I want to
Yes.
do it for the love of it and just let it flow more.
That makes so much. Sorry, yeah.
No, that's all. Yep.
No, that makes so much sense. And the fact that you said at your old farmhouse, all your paintings were in the hallway. At the
Yeah.
beginning of the stream, you were in the hallway. The child of the old friend was in the
Yeah.
hallway. So it is taking back to that time. And I can totally see where you're coming from. So it's possible that even though you are probably not go you're going to go back to the older style, but you're not going to be trying to get things perfect. Of course, you will have learned things by learning to paint the faces and other small details that you will take back into your other form. But so you will have progressed, but then be choosing. So I guess for the same for doing the fine arts degree, I can understand how you're cautious of going down a track which is not the kind of art or painting that you're interested in. But what you can learn from those other forms of art, appreciation, whatever, will offer you something to take into your own art, even if that something is, yep, that's not what I want
Yeah,
to
well, that's right. And also, I'm looking forward with the degree because you learn all about art history and stuff like that, which is, I don't really know much about. So,
Yeah, that'll be fantastic.
that'll help give a depth.
And just, Linda, also going full circle, that you decided that the physics degree for you wasn't right at the time, to going full circle and being able to complete something that you've always wanted to complete with a degree. Yeah, absolutely love it. So if we were to do some dream alchemy on this, we're usually looking at looking for something in the dream to transform, finding a limitation in the dream that needs to be turned around a bit, or we're looking for something in the dream that is really good and amplifying it. So what would you like to, after discussing this dream, is there something that you would like to, a good thing that you would like to sharpen? Or a limitation that you've observed in the dream that you would like to change?
Actually, one thing that I've just when you said that occurred to me, like when I was in the swamp and I was driving around on my own, that's when I sort of got into trouble, I guess, because thinking in the swamp. But it was when I got to the hairdresser and I was surrounded by people around me
Yes.
that I was able to find help.
I love
And
that.
I do that. I'm very much a loner. I will shut myself off. Like when COVID hit, I was like in my arse chair and I'm like, I'm good. No problem. I suppose. And now that I'm back home again and not working, I have a tendency to withdraw. So just remembering that I've got that support network and I've got the friends and
I love that because, you know, sometimes as an artist, you've got to be a bit of a loner to have that time to really immerse in what you're doing. And yet, as you said, you know, you do need support as well. So the other people in the dream are not only represent people that give you support in waking life, but there are also other aspects of yourself that you can draw on to support you. So at one level, it's like, yes, I've got all these parts of myself that have got me and they give me support that I can draw on. And on the other level, as you say, it's making sure that you've even like on Facebook with your friends or in connection with the other students when you do your fine arts course or whatever it is that your coffee shop once a day, that you've got that contact. So I think, great observation that you were alone when you went into the lake and then the turnaround was really getting the help from a single stranger and then being with lots of people.
Yeah.
So the alchemy, I'm holding back from suggesting doing a painting as alchemy because that would be a great big job for you. So I'm trying to think of something else.
I mean, that's all right. I paint every day, so it's not really.
Oh, okay. So, all right. Yeah. So if you were to paint a painting, I'll ask you because you know you've studied dreams as well. If you were to paint, not in perfect detail, if you were to paint a feeling of some part of this dream, either transformed or giving you extra energy and support, either asking you now what would you write or setting that as your alchemy to sit down with your blank canvas tomorrow and go right. What did I get from this dream? How's it going to come out on my paper? And you're not getting, it's not on canvas. It's not painting the sinking feeling in the lake. It's not painting the dream. It's painting what has come out of the exploration of the dream, I guess. And probably focusing on one emotion or feeling that you want to bring out of all of this. So it might be just sitting down and painting a sense of, it could be a surreal sense of support. You know, it could be a sense of, you could be sitting down and painting something that's really feisty. But just to being inspired by the dream to create a very positive work of art that you can put on your wall and look at every day as a reminder of, that's the alchemy that I want to take from this dream. That's what I want to take forward with me. I want to look at that painting every day and it's going to give me back this feeling, this kind of resolution that I've got as a result of exploring this dream that's really going to just be that touchstone every day. Does that make sense?
I'm getting a picture in my head of like dark around the edges and then almost like almost like the mobile phones just sort of being there around the edge of the canvas and all sort of shining their light into the middle.
Yes.
They all sort of join up and then you've got the bright light in the middle, sort of like support network kind of.
Absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
Absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
Get your paintbrushes ready tomorrow. Look, thank you for being a fantastic guest on the Dream Show today, Linda. Thank you for bringing this dream.
You. Yeah.
I'm sure you enjoyed that as much as I do. I love exploring dreams with people, and I hope you enjoy listening to them. If you'd like to be a guest on the Dream Show, go to janetheresa.com, go to the menu, go on the menu to podcasts, the Dream Show, and you'll see a drop-down box. And one of the things on the drop-down box is be a guest on the Dream Show. You simply put in your name, put in your email address, tell me a few sentences about yourself without telling me anything about your dream, and then we contact you. As I said, this is done by Zoom, but it's done without cameras. It's done by audio, partly to make recording easier for us in terms of bandwidth and partly to protect confidentiality, so you don't have to be sitting there with me looking at you on the cameras. Of course, that is completely different when we, if you book a private Zoom consultation with you, you have the choice to be on camera, which is really the best because we really make that connection. Thank you for listening to yet another episode of The Dream Show. The next one, if you're listening to this in real time, is episode 262, which will come out on the 3rd of November, 2022. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson.